What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. Welcome to the new year, new us.
New camera angles.
I haven't followed one resolution, I'm predicting. Yeah, I said it. I said to them, wouldn't it be funny if I said that? Brendan Saglo, one of the hosts, being joined with me as always.
But Mike Cannon, and also
Mike Feeney. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad.
If you're new to the show, welcome. What we do is it's a scenario-based podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scenario-based podcasts, hypotheticals, what-ifs, all that good stuff. And we have a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. Over 300 hours of content.
Yeah, it's more like a library than it is a Patreon.
It's an old library.
Archival.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an archival of a Patreon once born.
So, yeah, as little as $5. I think it's only $5 now.
It's all. Yeah.
It's only $5.
You can submit your questions.
But this is what we give you. You also get to submit your questions, and we give priority to those questions before the Instagram ones.
That's right.
Or if one of your friends just texts you. It's so some of my friends, I love that they're listening, but they're like, say this one. And I'm like, I want to be like, just emailed it. You know what I mean?
Well, they're going to hear this now.
But instead, you file it on the pile like a good boy.
I file it on the pile like a good boy. How are you guys? How's the new year treating you?
Things have really changed.
Things have changed
since the new year started. It's all different now, baby.
What's happened?
Well, as you know, about
you had your second child.
Yeah, yeah, and and the presidency, of course.
Yes, of course.
After a brief stint as the host of the Tonight Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for doing this, sir. By the way,
you're welcome. I just don't look at me like that again. The security is gonna stick. Yeah, yeah.
I have a
yeah.
little sniper.
You feel the heat in between your eyebrows? You know what's so strange? If I said to you, if I was like, I'm pointing like a laser, like a sniper at you right now, and I'm like, and there's like, you could feel the heat on you. I feel like if I describe it, you would actually feel it. You know,
for sure. It's like that same thing when the you ever see those videos of the experiment where someone puts their arm like here and another arm, like a fake arm, is like this, like a rubber one, and they cover up the other arm and all that stuff, and it tricks the brain so much that this fake arm is your arm that the scientist just starts hitting it with a hammer, and like the guy's going ah.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I didn't know that was like a science experiment. I thought that was like a running like vaudeville gag, but
I look at that stuff as
Brendan's
science.
Tapped into the 60s just to see if they could hammer the gag out of your hand.
You know when they MK Ultra'd that guy's hand?
Yeah, yes. You guys have seen that on TikTok, I'm assuming. Even though TikTok's over now because it is the new year.
Yeah, and the government is banning it all.
So you sent me an article that I didn't read. So
sure. Good. I didn't read it either. Okay. But it is a full court press. What they're doing right now is they're going to have it banned from all government buildings. Like, so nobody who works in a government building can have it on their phone just because they're fully stealing secrets and stuff.
Oh, so they can't do a dance as they're just filing something to take somebody's rights away.
Yeah.
So funny.
So as they do that, and then they, you know, obviously once that gets approved, the next step is going to be to like get rid of it on like, because they think like they're just taking so much data from kids and stuff that they want to really
Jesus Christ.
It just must be that they're like catching up to what we've taken from the world. Like,
yeah.
I mean, how much like, does Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. have like, they've been circulating people's information. They sell it. They have data points on everyone. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, they're like, we don't own this one, so it's illegal to steal your shit.
Well, then they must be doing something bad with it.
Like, yeah.
And how are you spending your money?
Yeah, well, Facebook.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I do think there is maybe nothing funnier in just some like a wholesome thing of like the putting your arms behind your back and the other person going in there and you directing there.
Oh, of course.
There's just, it's just good, clean fun.
Yeah.
It's always funny.
Nothing dirty about it.
A worst case scenario, it's all, you know what it is though? The talent people would think, would have you believe is the arms. It's the person who's giving the directions.
It's the
and
face.
Reacting.
The arms are just, they could
you
be.
You tell the arms what to do. You're like, boy, I'm sweating so bad right now.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just improvising and you're like, oh, I love that my wrists are all flappy, flappy. That's one thing I would say if someone was going this. I wouldn't be very good at it, but I do appreciate.
Do you think you'd be good arms?
I think I'd be better.
Let's try and do the arms.
Right now?
Yeah, yeah. Come over here.
Okay.
Try and be my arms. Oh, Jesus oh my God. Christ.
You can't even be your legs.
Nicole, can you see this if we stood up or no?
Yeah.
I'll go down here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good screen grab.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay. Wow, Feeny, your hands have gotten fat.
So
would you get stung
well,
by bees?
Well, listen to me, Mike Cannon. I'll have you know a thing or two about a thing or two, okay? No, you follow me, you idiot. You don't lead the conversation.
Why are you talking to your hands in such a distressing way?
Well, I'll have you know this. When I was first going, I was out and I was fishing and I took the line and I went zzz, blub, 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 and I wheeled it in and it was such a big fish. Arr, it was so hard. Arr, I wanted to get it.
Wait, now switch places.
All right.
What? What? What are we doing? We're doing this again?
Brendan, think on your feet.
Uh-oh.
Don't say a slur.
Okay, hold on. So I remember when I was hailing Hitler.
Oh, no. Why would you do that?
Also... Oh. I'm better hands than I am a person because hands.
I mean, that's the name of your autobiography. I'm better hands than person.
Hands, you kind of like get to close your eyes and kind of imagine what you're doing, you know? It's very fun.
I like controlling the hands. It feels very fun.
Sure.
Let's now, if you're not watching on YouTube,
you gotta watch.
You're missing out on 90% of the last 5 minutes.
And if you are watching on YouTube, do us a favor, hit that subscribe button.
That's right, because 50% of you apparently aren't.
First question comes from Lady Silver. If you could only view one website for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Select. Also, just got tickets for Cannon Show and Grand Rapids.
Yep, yep,
super
yep.
Pumped.
Thank you. Bring as many friends as 200. celebjihad.com.
Oh, shit.
It's the site that I visit the most recreationally outside of like a search engine or whatever. But I mean, I know the practical would be just Google. That would be the easiest. Everybody
well, no, because there's also DuckDuckGo. There's plenty of other options. Yahoo.
What's
there's
DuckDuckGo?
Like, DuckDuckGo is the Google that doesn't track your...
You're a sketchball, dude. You got a VPN and DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
It just doesn't track
you. What are
you
hiding?
This kid's got all
that's not what I'm hiding. It's what I'm not giving them. That's why when I go on the internet and I go on Instagram, I'm not getting targeted ads.
Oh, for stuff you'd exactly like?
Exactly. Yeah. Because they're never good quality. Ever.
I don't care. I'll buy it to find
out. It tastes like a Brillo. It's like a Brillo pad.
Is that the only thing we're worried about? Is that they're, obviously they could, with that power comes great responsibility of being able to track us and know everything.
Well, at this point, we've already discussed that all these social media has sent our data points and things about us to the masses. So that information is out there. People have it no matter what. What you don't want is to be actually sold things that you like at this point.
And also, no, but also, like, you know when you go on your browser and, like, every website's, like, an ad for, like, something you've looked up? It's like, this doesn't do that. So you're like, that's just nice.
So what ads do you get?
You don't get ads. Or if you do get ads, they're, like, ones that don't apply to you, which is great.
Like, but I'd rather ones that apply to me, right?
But I'm not looking at the ad. They're just on, like, the side. If you're, like, reading a paragraph and they're, like, on the sides, you know what I mean? Instead of being like, oh, here's... the rad 30th anniversary
and
collection.
Then I buy my fifth edition of rad.
Yeah, this one
you're
might
fucking
have
slave to the system
100%.
And I think 100%. We all need to rage against the machine a little bit here.
The algorithm knows me better than my wife.
I wish the algorithm would start, you know, picking up the, like, taking stuff from me and showing it to other people. Take my videos, give it, you know, let's work together.
No, the algorithm.
Big Al.
The algorithm is very advanced. It just knows what the people want and what the people don't want.
Damn, that hurts. Let's move on to another question.
I keep looking at not my camera, so a lot of this episode is going to be me looking almost at you.
This next question comes from Alex the Truck.
Trizzy.
What is your favorite fat guilty pleasure? Example. I love making waffle sandwiches with Nutella and whipped cream, and of course, sucking off the whipped cream can like a dirty fat slut boy.
Wow.
His words, not mine.
Oh, it sounded like uncomfortable out of your mouth.
Yeah. why are you guys looking at me?
ice cream cake, I go crazy for.
Ice cream cake rules. Also, those, I can't not buy the Oreos that are covered in white fudge. If I see that,
I got you hooked on
them. You got me hooked on it.
Yeah.
I put them in the freezer the minute I get home.
But do you ever have you find the little ones, or you're always doing the big ones?
The biggies.
Little ones are hard to find.
The biggies. The little ones are hard to find, but I just, because not only do they taste amazing, but there's also kind of a thing of like, this might not be in stores anymore. You know what I mean? There's like, this could go out at any point.
This is Crystal Pepsi.
The McRib?
Yeah, we got to stock
kind
up.
Of, yeah.
A little bit. You're just buying them like Elaine buys diaphragm?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Man, they kind of look like mini diaphragms.
Yeah, I don't, the way I use them.
In that?
I put them in my vagina.
There you go.
You put some Oreos, crush it up with a Kegel, and I sprinkle it on a sundae. Like a fucking time watch.
Those are very addicting though, dude.
They're so addicting.
What's yours, Kenan?
I mean, I have a Wendy's. Multitude of real fat boy gifts, fat boy things.
Gifts.
Yeah, I mean, Wendy's for sure.
Yeah, dude.
That's one. I am a big waffle with ice cream in the middle. I'm a big ice cream with milk in it. I've said that ad nauseum. That's like one of my favorite little treatsies of all times. Now that I have a son, I mean, I am a fucking ravenous fruit snack guy.
Sure.
I love, we have these fruit strips too that are like tricky into thinking they're healthy. They're like made out of a peach, maybe. And you're like, fuck yes. And I just jam those up my nose. And I don't know. Like everything, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
The way I eat is not sustainable.
Any little snack. We just got these things. I forgot what they were called, but you like put them in coffee and they're like little, like, they have like
little chocolate.
Little chocolate waffles, but they're like sticks kind of.
Oh yeah, the picky pox.
Yeah, something like that. No. Like the thicker ones that go into coffee. And we've just been munching on those. But they like break the minute I touch them, they break. And when I was eating them the other night, I opened the thing and it fell onto the counter and it went and they just immediately broke
shattered.
On contact with the counter. I'm like scooping it back in, you know. Eating it like it's honey.
Dude. The other day, Crew was like, he's not allowed to eat in his room. There's been way too many mistakes, right? There's just shit all over the place. So the other day, I'm like, yeah, man, don't worry. Mom's downstairs. She's doing shit. Let's go eat some fucking pirate booty in your room. And he's like, thanks, Dad. And I turn around to like pick something up and he goes, oh no. And I look down and all of the pirate booty is on the floor and he's like stepping on it by mistake. And I'm just like,
He's like, uh-oh. He's like punching it into the carpet.
Yeah.
Stop dropping rolling on it. Yeah. I'm just like, God.
Just making a fucking snow angel.
Yeah. Oh, a chew.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. Yeah. I was like,
should I have dropped the milk on it as well? Just make a shellac. Oh,
milk and pirate booty.
Did you need to cover up any holes in the walls? Like, just, like, spackle.
Has a Crew done that thing where that kids do where like he holds like a drink and he's kind of like pouring it and just goes like,
oh yeah, where they take like a gallon of milk and it's way too heavy for them and they just drop it and go like
Or like they're just trying to dump it into the cup but it's like getting everywhere.
I do think he was born with like some sort of like jungle survival genetics, like he has really strong wrists. He can handle cups pretty well, but the other day I'm like, he like walked in to my room with his face just soaking wet and his lips were like super red, like they were like pursed for a while. And he's just like, ah. And I'm like, what's up, dude? And he's like, oh, I just drank from the water.
From the
like,
what?
From the water spout. Like we have a filter there that's, and I'm like, you just put your mouth to it and drank out of it? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, who taught you that? And I'm like a kid at a water fountain in school. And he's like, Yeah, that was great. And I'm like, okay. And then I walked into the bathroom, and of course, there's like Lake Michigan right in the middle of my kitchen. Because he left it completely open.
He's like, yeah, the trouble you got to go through to get a nice, whatever, drink of
sip of water.
Sip of water, yeah.
There's the words.
I was kind of like Crew. I did all that kind of stuff. And I used to sneak out of my my crib. You know, I was 19, so it was pretty easy, but...
Did you fall on your head, any of them, or all of them?
Every single time. I went out head first.
Yeah, hit a bunch of shelves on the way down.
Dude, Brendan's brain is going to look like Aaron Hernandez's brain when they take his head off his body. They're going to be like, what did you play, 9 years of football
in
the NFL? No, just goth.
Yeah.
Middle school through high.
Yeah.
They're gonna scalpel my head and pull it off. It's just gonna be like just water.
Bats fly out.
Like, oh, yeah, bats. let's go to the next question here. This one comes from Melanie Decker.
Oh,
hey, I like your tools.
I like your husband.
Who's her husband?
Oh, never mind. What's it? What's
the football player?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. But what's the wife's name?
She's hot.
Melanie?
No.
Isn't she like an IG fitness lady?
Yeah. She's very popular.
He's a patriot, right? What's his name? Eric Decker.
What's his wife's name?
Clean.
Really?
I don't know what her name is, though, but she looks like she has a stinkless butthole.
Damn.
Juliet? I don't know, something with a...
Juliet?
No.
A love-struck Romeo on the streets of Serenade.
Nicole? Please, God.
Aaron Decker.
Aaron Decker's Black End. So Melanie Decker asked the question, F, marry, kill. We got Tara Patrick.
Hey, Tara, I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, you got shot in the titties.
Or a young Betty White.
She got shot?
Who, Megan?
She got shot in the leg. Stallion?
It was in her feet, right?
It was in her foot, yeah.
Tara Smith?
And the prince that came back on the gun.
We're
of somebody else. Like, no
there's
way they could
weird,
be Trey Langs or whatever.
Trey Songz.
Trey Songz. Langs.
That's not who it is either, is it?
It Tory is Trey Songz.
What's
Tory
going
Lanes.
On?
Oh, Tory Lanez.
Who are we talking about? What are the questions? And
wait,
can
is
you
this
pull
like a
pictures?
Kidnapped woman? Why are we looking? Who's
first
Tara
off,
Smith?
First off,
bring it up
who
on
is,
here. So we got
there's Eric Decker's wife, right?
Oh yeah.
No, that's Tara Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Who's Eric somebody. Decker's wife?
Who's Tara Patrick?
I'm not moving forward until I know the name of
all
his
right,
wife.
Let's solve the first.
And then we'll figure out who this beautiful
is
woman
she
is.
WWE? Was she?
No, this is a porn star. This is Tara Patrick. No.
Oh.
That was the first person.
Wow. Look at us. We're all amateur guys.
Is this would you rather be her?
No. F, marry, kill.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather be her?
I guess so.
I mean. So it's Tara Patrick. So
I'm going to look up the Eric Decker thing. Jesse James Decker.
That's right.
There you go. Now can we move on to the porn star?
Close. Yeah.
What?
I said, can we move on?
All right, F. Mary
stuff?
Kill. So Tara Patrick.
Young Betty White.
Okay.
Young Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could just, you know, I wish I could, like, see what she looked like.
Yeah, like on a TV in front of you?
Like on a TV. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, now you're talking.
She's pretty, and she also looks, if I may say, as gorgeous as she, classic gorgeous as she is.
Also, she stayed
seems,
working.
Seems obtainable.
Seems like,
you know, like
yeah.
All next door.
Make
type.
Her laugh, and you got her.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, though, is I don't know if I want to marry her because she lived till she was like 113, so she would haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but she's a cute old, she's a cute old lady. And then who was the third?
Megan Thee Stallion.
I mean, I would.
I already got my answer. I think
sex with her.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's my answer
for sure.
That.
Kill the porn star.
Yeah,
marry Betty White. I mean, what are we?
Well, you know, we here at the HTS podcast do support porn stars.
Of course we do.
The adult,
live your life.
I mean, not literally. We watch it all for free.
Yeah,
but we do support
them. We're actually pretty big pirates in their work.
Yeah.
But
we're the reason they're poor.
Imagine that porn stars now have to be like, guys, go watch my new YouTube special. The industry didn't want us.
A lot of them do. A lot of them, they're free stuff. They have free snippets of their OnlyFans, especially on Pornhub.
Yeah.
But lucky for me, I can... with the best of them, and I'm done before the preview's over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm in the same boat. I don't need to unfortunately pay for it.
As long as you give me a minute 17, I'm good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're an under 10 guy.
23 seconds of that is him cleaning up.
Under
You're
five,
five less?
Yeah. Dude.
No, I don't mean jerking off. I mean the video you're clicking on. You're clicking on under 5 minute videos?
Yeah. I've been looking a lot at like Twitter and stuff. Like
Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Like your friends?
No, not my friends, but you know, other people but my friends do have Twitter. So like I'll
I have a dear friend, but my best friend's a horse.
That hurt so much. You just sent a sword into my hand. Fuck.
Yeah, there's like amateur porn stars that put shit up on Twitter.
Jason Ellis is doing porn. Did you see that? During his feud for Lewis, I was like going through his timeline just to see what he was talking about. And then there was just a video of a huge dick. He has got a meal.
Well, he did like, the naked roast.
I mean, I would be nude 100% of the time if I was him. It is a bonkers cock. So, and then there's just other videos of him just going down on a chick. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
I did. I was scrolling on his timeline for the same reason. And I ran into him just sharing a picture of a woman naked. And I went, well, that's a little weird to me.
Then you scroll down.
I did not.
It's a woman he partnered down. With.
Yeah, well, he that makes sense now. That makes sense now.
And I think it's mostly OnlyFans.
Huh?
I think it's mostly on OnlyFans. Okay. So Betty White. Meth the Stallion? What is her
name? Megan the Stallion.
Meth the Stallion?
I mean, Betty White, for sure. You know, I think...
Harry.
God.
You gotta marry Betty White.
No.
This is a lot to be married to. It seems like there's...
She's in the rap world. You know what I mean?
It just like, also feels like there's a lot of...
Hardy's getting shot at.
A lot of men are gonna try to, you know, have sex with her in front of you and be punking you in order to put you down.
Yeah. A lot of guys being like, yeah, it would be. And she's like, no, I got to be out there because I need to get my name out there. You know?
Yeah.
She'd be like, no, I got to go to these parties and I got to go to stuff like that. And you'd have to be like, totally. I totally get it.
She wouldn't say I got to. She's like, I'm fucking going.
She would just do it. Yeah.
I feel like she'd be the best. Well, the porn star obviously would be very good at sex, but I'm interested the most in having sex with her.
Yeah, me too.
I think
star would never feel real. You'd be like, is this acting?
Yeah, but that's why I marry her, because I need a good actor to act as though she is interested in me for our eternity. And also, she's probably not long for this world. So she's going to die by the time she's 40.
But so are you,
leaving
then.
Me to be a widow. And
with
I
syphilis?
Can,
second part of your life,
dude. Treat that.
With what?
Syphilis. She just didn't because she was busy.
Is that with oranges? That's scurvy.
What?
Syphilis? I think it's a pill these days. I think it may have matured into a pill.
Yeah, syphilis I think you could take care of. Also, chlamydia you can take care of by just, like, not having sex. It, like, kind of goes away now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why do you
chlamydia does not go untreated. It doesn't go away untreated. That's how you get, like, a staph infection.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What are you fucking adding?
I don't know.
I have to go to the hospital. but I'd love to have sex with Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have that whole
she's
you know
bonkers.
Doja Cat getting away kind of thing. So
you really had a chance with the young Doge.
Yeah, so I
you fucked that up.
I
man.
Stupid idiot.
What a dummy.
Because I looked at her wearing that, like whatever one piece she was wearing I was like, oh, this is gonna be this is weird. This is a problem. Little did I know she was a huge star.
Yeah, little did I know it was her SNL performance outfit.
Yeah, I think it was The Tonight Show, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, I should email her. Hey, I know somebody.
Yeah, you just used me to get into a conversation with her.
She also just did it. Remember at that rooftop thing? She's like, no.
She's like, no, I was blackout after that.
Yeah, she's like, I woke up being so thankful that you pussed out.
Do you guys have an actual favorite porn star?
No, not really.
A lot of the porn stars, they're too, like that other woman looked, you know? She's beautiful, but you're like, that's so...
I still follow Christy Mack on,
online.
Who's that?
She's attractive, but that whole, that war game thing was real fucked up, dude. That could never...
And I'll tell you, the Instagram has not been the same, yeah.
I'm never able to come to her again.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Warzone or war game or what? He was a UFC fighter that was dating Christy Mack, who is a porn star, and he was a jealous maniac because, of course, and he fucking beat the living piss out of her.
Beat the living shit out of her.
And I think he's doing life right now.
Is he?
I think he might be doing like a long fucking time in prison for something maybe even unrelated. My favorite porn star, though, who is actually heavily featured on Barstool, is that Abuela Danger or Abella.
Yeah,
cool.
Danger, because she's got a bit of a beak, but also a fat, fat butt. and she loves guys who come quick.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's her number? What's her name and number? that's a funny one because it's like that could be like obtainable. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Talk to the right people. You could be in a room with her at least.
Yeah, I mean I'm not looking for it, but
of course I know
exercise.
But there's other porn stars where you're like in what universe am I?
Any universe. We're in comedy, dude. You meet any of these people in what are you looking at right now? Oh, I thought you were like looking at somebody going to hit me.
Oh, that's the girl.
Yeah.
That's Abuela.
When she's dressed, though, like a regular woman, she's like her original hair.
There's no way her back and neck aren't killing her the second she's out.
Ow.
You should watch her, dude. She puts her body in some weird spots and just can just ferrets her way out of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a big old butt.
It is.
Look at the string. How? I bet that is kind of comfortable. I bet that feels like a little good, like
butt floss?
Yeah, the butt floss.
I bet it feels like it's like tickling your little ass cheek,
yeah.
Your little asshole. But then as soon as you walk around in it, it's probably tough.
Oh, it's probably awful.
Oh, yeah. You're like, All right, so I think consensus is I'm gonna marry Betty White. I think I'm pulling that card. I'm going to marry Betty White. I feel like she'd be amazing.
Have she's a sweetheart.
Amazing sex with Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. I bet Betty White would actually fucking roll up her sleeves and give you a blue collar blowy.
Yeah.
I bet she really would.
Yeah. She'd do it in
like. All right, I'll marry Betty White, even though it's forever.
She would do it in like one of those dog dresses from the 50s.
The sock hop?
Yeah.
With her fucking hair pulled back.
I'm thinking about what's her name from Greece?
Sandy D.
I thought Sandy D looked better. As the girl with the dress.
Well, that's your fantasy. You don't like leather. You like that better.
Although, when I see leather, is that what that movie's about, Grease? Is like, which one is your fantasy?
Sure.
All right. Last of the Patreon questions. Lady Silver, if you were abducted by aliens, would you tell anyone? Why and why not? Good question.
Gotta at least tell people. I'd go on some Reddit threads and be like, guys, here's my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look for support through anonymity.
Listen, I'm looking for a hook. So if anybody can give me anything that I can just go out into the world and claim as my own, it just has to have happened to me. Like, I can't do it if it's just completely made up.
Yeah.
So if I get taken up into, you know, above one cloud and then get absolutely plundered by some Martians in the shithole, that'll give me something to talk about in my next one-man show.
Sure, yeah, it's a whole new thing. You're like, all my other... you can't even...
It's a theme special.
Right? I would have an alien open for me. I'd be like, I'm going to talk about this. Can I get your number? I'm going to call you in like a year.
Coming all the way from Krypton. Keep it going for Bloop Lorp.
Oh, you know, Bloop Lorps walk like this, and Sloop Slaps walk like that. Have you ever been in the Galactic Lorb Hoof? And you're looking at a Zorbo, and you're like, these Zorbos, man, they are lazy.
Taking our job.
Always hanging outside of Home Depot, these.
Then you come home, and you find your Skloop-Sklop giving a Zorb a hoobly.
Even made-up words sometimes are tough.
Oh, that's harder.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to go feed the meter, and then I'll be back if you guys want to hold this down.
Yeah.
This is a perfect question for you, because it involves your main man, Seinfeld. This comes from my buddy Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Avid listener.
Avid. Can I take this out?
I don't see why not.
Whoa.
All right.
All right. Hey.
This is a brand new freedom.
New year, new you.
Yanked it as hard as you can.
Yeah, I think
new year, new you.
Go ahead.
New year, new you is what I'm saying. Would you rather? Oh, man, I can't wait to say this with Feeny in the room so he has to think about it. Would you rather watch a Jerry Seinfeld biopic starring Tom Hanks or like as Jerry? Or
I get it.
Watch.
Who else would he play?
I knew
Kramer. Just the
Larry
Laugh
David.
Scene.
Just the pilot in that
I
one
would
episode.
Pay. I would pay $4 million to watch Tom Hanks play Kramer doing the Laugh Factory scene.
Or at least reacting to it.
Dude.
It's got to be in the biopic. Or watch a Tom Hanks biopic starring Jerry as Tom. Now, this is an easy answer for me. Very easy answer. One is like an amazing actor, and the other one's Tom Hanks. We'll be here all week.
No, we won't.
Check in next time.
Yeah, that's the only reason is I have no interest in Jerry's story. It's like, oh, would you like to see what it's like to grow up in picturesque Long Island? And then you start comedy and a week later you're on The Tonight Show.
So you're saying you would rather watch Jerry Seinfeld playing Tom Hanks.
No, but I'm agreeing with your premise where despite having no interest in watching that story, although his parents' story is really interesting.
Seinfeld's?
Yeah, and they started to kind of talk about it. I think it was on Marin or some podcast, but I think they're both orphans.
Whoa.
And both only child orphans or something like that. So it was like a really interesting thing that he kind of like briefly touched on. He's like, no, didn't affect me.
Didn't affect me at all.
Nothing has affected you. You're the only human brain untouched.
Yeah, he's like nothing affects me at all. And then in his head, he's like watching Mark like chew a little bit. And he's like, oh my fucking God. Like, I wish the little things that annoyed Seinfeld annoyed him like that.
I would watch a pretty
Seinfeld movie.
Dude, inside
starring
of him,
Tom Hanks.
Inside of Seinfeld is the Aladdin escape from the Cave of Wonders.
Yeah. Like,
it's all bubbling lava and rocks popping and just boys trying to get out on flying carpets but just stopping before they reach air. Those are all of his negative thoughts.
That's so funny, dude. I would love to see him be like,
and then they turn into socks.
She had man hands. Like, he's just in his head, look at her hands,
dude. In his head,
fucking bitch.
In his head, he's like, you think I'm gonna allow those to wrap around my cock, you fucking pig? Yeah. With your giant blue collar iron worker thumbs. You think I'm going to let that wrap around my schmeckle?
Yeah.
My little boy schmecky that I've been taking good care of since I was a kid? Get your fucking pig hands away from me.
It would.
And then he's like, aren't they weird?
Yeah, big hands are weird. Be funny, like, if he said on Mark Maron, he's like, so what? Mark's like, so why do you think you are this way? Why do you think you're like this way? And he's like, I don't know. And flashback to his mom walking into his room every day going, gross. You're gross. You're disgusting.
Flicking cigarettes at him.
Yeah. And then now he can't have someone's toothbrush near his toothbrush.
Please let us do an unauthorized biographical movie of Jerry Seinfeld. Completely fabricated.
Totally.
Just kind of referencing the fact.
Yeah, like, and in the Joker text, it just says Jerry. It's like covering the poster.
And it's just him smearing blood on his face.
Hey, can you call me something? Can you just introduce me as Jer?
Dude, I feel like this has legs.
Yeah, and the best part about this, we can even just write this script, sell it, someone will buy it, never get made.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be a real thing. So now we can move on to a spelling test.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to keep talking about
this. No, let me pick it up.
Because you know Feeney's going to walk in, and he's going to have an answer on it, and we're going to just jump right back into it.
We got some spellers. Brendan?
Do we have the music?
We do.
Is it me providing it? Brendan, spell transaction.
Transaction. T-R-A-N-S. Transaction. S-C-A-T-I-O-N.
You're so stupid.
Is that wrong?
Of course it's wrong.
Transaction?
Of course it's wrong, Brendan. Why would
Where did I go wrong?
Immediately after the S.
See, that's where I thought it was going to be. So
Did you have a phonics workbook as a child?
I went to a place called Score where...
No, it's not hooked on phonics, but even when we were kids, they would give you like phonics workbooks because that's a way of teaching spelling and reading.
Nope. I learned how to write.
It really is beneficial because I'm like dumb and I get my letters all mixed up too, but I literally do that in my head. Like, I'll do and what's next? Action. A.
You know what? Totally. But that's where I feel like the English language like throws you off. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, dude. I see your point.
The English language. It's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one.
Not all A, B, and C's, if you know what I'm saying.
But also, in this
there's a whole D through Z out there.
Do you know there's a Y? So here's another thing. is when I was in school, when I was in middle school, the formative years.
Sure.
I was taking computer typing classes.
Okay.
And a lot of them had, you know.
And the keyboard being jumbled up really fucked you up?
Well, no. No, but things were easily spelt right. Because it would tell you it's spelt wrong, and then you'd find it.
Oh, okay.
So I never really got to learn. Also, every essay I've ever gotten had like, red line, oh, this is wrong, this is spelt
so
wrong.
Disheartened.
Yeah. It didn't help my confidence, I'll tell you what.
Well, hopefully this does. Brendan?
Yeah?
Next word. Spell architecture.
Oh, come on. Easy. A R C H I T. Oh, don't slow down the clock. T C H E R.
No, but. That's okay.
You're
yeah, but that's okay.
Where did I fuck up?
It's you spelled it almost all the way through until the end. It's A R C H I T E C T U R E. So it's a grown up ending. It's not C H E R. It's a grown up ending.
Oh, okay.
We got one more, and I think you'll bring this one home. Nicole,
hit me.
Realization.
R-E-A-L-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Yes!
My man.
That feels good.
Good on you. Go!
Your hands are so cold.
Oh, no! Stop! No! Oh, my neck just hurt from moving.
It just left a little cold down there.
Oh, my God.
That was such a fun read. Nicole, can you clip my card? Oh, no! I've never heard you speak on that in that tone before.
It was real desperation.
Yeah.
Speaking of desperation, write a 5-star review, everybody,
yes.
On iTunes. Click the star. Tell your friends. Pass it around. That is a free way to help out the show. Go to youtube.com/scenariopod, right? Or here's a scenario. One of those. Just type in here's a scenario podcast.
You'll find it.
You'll find it. And then subscribe. Again, it's free. If you're watching, just boom, immediately click that subscribe. What is it? Show up in your profile and you feel embarrassed about it? Just fucking do it, you weirdo.
Totally. And also, if you want to support the boys any further and also get your questions as a priority, patreon.com/scenariopod. To support us individually, follow us on the road, and why don't you take it away, one of you?
Take it away, Slappy! the January 27th through 28th, Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the Listening Room. 4 shows. Come out to that. February 2nd through the 4th, I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Port Comedy Club. New spot. Very excited about that. February 10th, I'm all Canada, Toronto, at the Libertine. 2 shows. Is that the place that you did?
In Canada? No, I did the Royal Comedy Theater.
Okay, so forget what he said. Go to the Libertine. And then February 16th, Phoenix, Arizona. Then I'm in Houston, Texas. Then I'm back in New York. February 25th, Gramercy Theater.
Woo!
Get your tickets.
Yes.
This is going to sell out. I promise you that, especially as the promotion picks up. So get your tickets. I want as many Here's the Scenario fans as possible there. All tickets are available at MikeKennanComedy.com.
MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Come out to see me in Indianapolis at Helium on January 15th. Before that, I'll be in Vegas at the Comedy Cellar from the 2nd through the 9th. And then I'll be in Boston in June and have, I mean, no less than about 10 dates that I have that I'm currently all about to announce. So that'll be very fun throughout the year.
Yeah.
Those will be a little later. And twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. And go watch my Tonight Show set and leave a nice comment if you wouldn't mind. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you.
Heck yeah. And while you're also subscribing and following people on Twitch, twitch.tv/SAG.
Yes, follow Saglo. We never play together ever again. But
well, that's... I still play, so played Warzone yesterday.
Brendan plays alone without his friends now.
I told you. It's hard at night, you know? We'll get together. We'll get the gang get
it must
back
be,
together.
It must be hard for the guy without a kid.
I will say
at least I'm not.
I will say
well, that. Well, I don't have a kid, but I'm, you know. No. I want to spend time with my loved ones, my girlfriend.
I will say this. And
24
I,
hours of the day?
Well, no, we don't see each other.
And I thought it was nice. Wrong, but I got to give Canon credit. Canon did 100% call that.
What?
When you guys, when you moved in, he was like, that's the last time you'll ever play together on the internet. I was like, no, they're not, like, Jess is not like that. She's
no,
like,
she doesn't
not
mind.
Like, don't you
no,
dare
I don't
play.
Think
no,
it's Jess, I don't think it's Jess's fault at all.
No, it's not.
No,
I
it's,
think it's
me.
I like to be cuddled up next to my lady cat.
Yeah. Yeah, it does feel nice.
Brendan really is the Cheshire Cat of comedy.
Thank you. That's awesome. I wish I could just disappear with a smile.
Yeah. Believe me, we'd all be smiling right at you.
So while you're doing that, twitch.tv. Yeah.
Just waving bye from the Titanic. Yeah. See you later.
Bye. Yeah, yeah. Bye. Bye.
I'm playing with
remember
I'm playing
that Family Guy cutaway? When he gets an overly excited guy to be on a cruise and he starts going like, bye, bye.
I will see you later.
He starts taking like deck furniture and throwing it off, then he takes a person oh, yeah. and throws him off. Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah. Family Guy. Oh, nice.
And YouTube.com/Brendan Sagalo, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. And I've been running my hour at New York Comedy Club monthly. So the next one
sold out the last one, baby.
Sold out the last
so
one.
Get your ticks.
Freaking awesome, dude. And January 23rd for a good time. Call, go to this place for a good time.
Nicole?
My Instagram's Nicole C. Lyons.
That's right.
Hell yeah, dude.
Andrew?
He's got nothing to promote.
He's got a life to protect.
All right, let's see what else we got going on. I mean, yeah, we spelled all these. All right. Well, you know, let's reflect on the year. How about that? Let's talk about what we...
do we have any on the Instagram?
Something we loved?
A ton.
Oh, go to the Instagram. We have hundreds of questions.
Oh.
Something we loved?
I guess we'll never reflect
something
on the year.
Something we hated?
Okay, here hated. Comes... We got a ton in the Instagram. Holy moly, gee-gee-lish. John Defile.
Oh, Defile me.
Yeah, what kind of file? All right.
I'm a cinephile.
Oh.
I'm a pedophile.
Hey, big fan of the podcast. Thank you, John. You only get to listen to 3 songs for the rest of your life, but the person to the right of you gets to choose the song. Choose 2 you think they'll like and 1 you know they'll hate. I feel like we asked this question already, didn't we?
No.
For the rest of the year.
No, life. We're answering for each other. So what is the thing? It's I have to pick 2 songs for Canon that he would love and 1 that he would hate.
Yeah.
Are you throwing up? What was that?
In the back of my throat.
Oh.
With throw up?
With my
with your finger?
My throw up.
Okay. You go.
I have
you go.
I have the 2 songs Canon. Okay, I got them
we
all.
We did do this.
I got them all. No, we didn't.
I think we did because I just read the Thanksgiving one. So I have not been deleting it because I think that was the episode with Maddie. Right?
No, you didn't do this one. You guys just last time skipped over all the Patreon questions and went straight to that Thanksgiving one and answered a ton of Instagram ones.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
People were pissed.
So, yeah.
just paying customers.
Yeah, they were like, what the fuck?
Canon. 2 songs that Canon would love. I'm going to pick the song from Aladdin.
Which one?
Obviously. The one...
Yeah.
One step.
I steal only what I can't afford.
That's
everything.
Everything.
That, and then I'm also going to pick, I was going to go with Jesus Christ Superstar, but I'm actually going to go with the Newsies one. That you
always,
the one that you did the full 4-minute rendition on Irish
YouTube.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Fe.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need to unpack that now, but I do, you know, that whole thing. And then one song that I think he'll hate is I think I'll have to play. It's between like a Tiesto EDM song that just builds to an incredible rate where the drop comes and Mike's heart explodes.
Yeah.
But I think if he had to listen to it over and over again, I think he would grow to love it. And I was also going to say maybe like a really heavy like Slipknot metal song, but I also think that would help him like chop down wood on deserted island
cool.
and stuff and kind of use it as fuel. So I'm going to go with the EDM one because I think it'll just...
You know what? That actually might be worse in hot weather. If you're like, stranded in this?
You're sweating. Yeah, deserted island. But you're like,
right?
You know, you're sweating, you're dancing out, you and your little palm leaves.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of water.
No.
Are we stranded on a desert island in this?
Isn't it
so funny?
Listen.
No, just Oh, just only get to listen to three songs for the rest of your life.
Oh.
Oh. We just made up that island part.
Let's make it on an island so they can only hear, so they have no access to other songs.
And the whole island is Bluetoothed.
The sand it's goes Sonos Island.
Yeah. The cousin of Soros.
Okay.
So I pick for Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
Two songs that he likes. Superman by Eminem.
Great song.
God, that song has so much replayability, oh, too. I was recently just like rapping it in Nicole's face.
Yeah.
It's a complete like anti-marriage song. I'm like, deep tall hose with a single bound. I'm single now.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
no
yeah.
ring on this finger now.
Like, I love
never another bit of laying me down in a relationship.
David, bitch, babysit, you make me sick. Yeah. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip, cut to the chase. I'll tell a motherfucker, smoke to a face. Say no names, play no games. Ever since I broke up with
what's her face?
I'm a different man. Kiss my ass, kiss my grits. Bitch, my ass.
Kiss my dick, lick my cash. I'd rather have you lick my ass.
Don't put out, I'll push you out. Don't put out, I'll push you out. Push blue out, popping shit. When piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice?
Buy you ice.
Bitch, I wouldn't die if you...
Bitch, if you died, wouldn't buy you life.
What, you Mariah? Fly through twice?
Oh,
no. I thought it was lied to twice.
I thought it was flied through.
Yeah, something like that.
I thought he went lied to.
So good.
Anticlimactic.
Oh, but great.
Good job by us.
So... That's one. That's one.
That's one.
That's
obviously.
One song.
Yeah, I guess you're on the island with me.
Yes, I am. And the other is J.A.R., Green Day.
Great song.
Great song. And I know it's not your favorite Green Day song, though. So I know,
no.
I do think, though, that you'd really warm to it, get sick of it, and then warm to it again.
What about Burnout?
Ah, that song fucking rules.
Maybe the greatest.
That's the greatest beginning to an out. Well, I declare I don't care no more. That I never thought I'd go and more. That I spout out my ring room.
About all three of us aren't fully sure what the words are. I think this is 8 million
I'm just burning out. I wrote that whole album.
You wrote that album?
On a notebook.
Wow. Were you credited?
Wrote that whole album. Look at that.
Hey, yeah, what was that that you used in high school? I used to write
just
down
write the, all
I used to
the
write
lyrics
down the lyrics of like everything from rap songs to metal
yeah.
songs,
yeah.
and like the metal
cover,
songs were like one
pages.
Page, and the rap song like an Eminem song was like 8 pages
yeah,
front
dude.
And back.
Yeah, what was that like
wrist.
Specific notebooks?
You're like transcribing
like personalities.
Yeah,
yeah. I just wrote the names of my enemies in my notebook.
With just crossing them out,
yeah.
hoping a teacher finds one, and it says her name.
Yeah, she's next.
Not crossed
everyone
out.
Else.
Yeah.
Circled in red.
Today. It says today.
Today.
And one that I would hate.
One that you would hate. Shit.
It's hard.
Yeah, I'm interested in that because I don't know
music
what...
music you hate.
I feel like...
Not a lot of music I hate.
Well, you didn't like the movie Encanto, which is fucking
wow.
bonkers.
Yeah, I didn't like Encanto.
So I guess we don't talk about Bruno.
But that's a good
that.
Song.
It is a good song, but the other songs are better. Like that song, Pressure.
Oh, that's a great song too. The older sister one.
Yeah, she.
Yeah,
I mean
she kills
that. That Jack Broad. I would love her to strap one on and spread my cheeks.
Speaking of man hands.
Yeah, I think the Bruno one has been played already so much. That you may be
yeah.
okay with it initially, and then it would drive you to suicide.
Yeah, I'd be like, we get it. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, what else don't we talk about?
And I'm doing Feeny, right?
You wish, Stinkfish.
Am I doing Nicole?
You wish, Stinkfish? I don't know.
Am I doing Feeny or Nicole?
You got me. I'll do Nicole, and Nicole will do Feeny.
Okay. So.
You wish. Stinkfish.
That's a much worse version. That's just terrible.
You wish, cunfish.
Yeah, wet lips. I would do... I was thinking of the songs, and then I came back, and I was like, let me add a little punchline.
Let me throw a little stank on it. I'd like to sign this billboard.
I'm going to do... Till I Collapse
oh.
by Eminem. Get you pumped up.
Man, it's going to take me 4 hours to get to Point Pleasant.
Get you pumped up.
I got another one.
Then.
Oh.
I got another one. Yeah, it's all Nicole. Then.
Don't love it so far, to be honest.
Wow.
Not to strike doubt immediately, but that's
this
like,
isn't for you.
That's your least favorite song.
That's exactly who it's
it
for.
Isn't. I'm not looking at this like, oh, what is something she's going to like?
That's
I'm gonna
the
go,
parameters of the
that's
thing.
That's exactly
no.
what this is.
No. I'm going... What's a song that she may like? that will benefit her. Okay. Something that
will benefit
it's the exact way of making a mixtape. You don't go, you know, you go, here are songs that I like that I think will help you too. Okay. Second song is anything by the 1975. So she'll shut her fuck up about the first song. So she goes, well, at least you gave me the 1975.
And then Brendan laugh himself out of discomfort.
Something that she'd hate, Hicks by Sag Daddy DeGaard.
She probably likes that more than the first one.
Yeah, that's like, I'm so confused by that choice.
Because that's real anger.
No, but not anger, but like a little bit because of that comment afterwards. But
yeah, but you just don't know me at all.
But you and I both love deep cuts of Eminem's, and you're giving me like one of the top.
Can I tell you why?
Most overplayed songs.
So, oh, wow. Does it not pump you up though? Do you listen to it to pump you up?
Never.
Okay.
Oh, really?
No, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, okay, this is on every like sports warm up tape of all time.
All right. Okay, good.
It's actually the song I dunked to and got a technical before the game. It was like one of my only dunks of my life, and I got so jacked up about to lose to Nyack. I'm in the fucking layup line, and I cocked back lefty from the right side. Banged it and screamed, okay. And the ref was like, "You're not allowed." Gave me a technical. We started the game down 2-0.
You're not even allowed in warm-ups to do that.
No, that's can't touch the rim. It may have changed, but yeah, not then.
All right, here we go. New list. All right. I'm gonna go "Geek Stink Breath" by Green Day.
Better.
What do you think?
Haven't heard
too
that
deep.
One.
Too deep of a cut.
That's good. You have a new. You know, that's good.
You are failing.
That sounds like a terrible song.
Oh, boy. Check. Can I get the check? I don't. I would let you pick your.
All right. Let's just get
everything
Brendan
I'm
out
picking
of this.
Sucks ass.
Well, Nicole.
Well, now I have to pick yours. This is going to be hard because you listen to so many different types of music.
This is very difficult.
Yeah.
I feel like the top types of music you listen to are maybe. Like a
careful.
Metal thing?
Hooba Stank?
Like, I have been crawling in the dark looking for the answer.
Headstrong by Trapped.
Yeah. Oh, that was a banger.
Headstrong, I'll take you on.
Anyways.
That's Hooba Stank?
No, that's Trapped. With a PT.
Oh, with a T. Yeah, they the PT. Sucked. But that song ruled.
Yeah.
I feel like Feeny would really like that song. Make my way through the darkness.
I'm gonna be dead by 25.
Didn't know I was lost.
It's 1 minute left of the podcast.
Yeah.
Let me get comfortable.
Oh, this feels good.
So I guess Nicole is this is becoming worse than the Brendan thing.
Yeah.
Nicole, we have given you ample time.
Well, I mean, I was just letting you riff there. I don't know. What do you want for me in that situation?
But, okay.
Anyways, something.
She has got a heat seal. Who knew that Nicole was pointing the laser at Brendan's head?
That 1975 Woo! Comment.
Woo!
All right, well,
sent.
I apologize.
We'll talk about it.
I'm actually scared.
Yes, been learning to stand up for herself, so you're dead.
Don't stand up for yourself about this.
Okay, I'd like to give Feeny like something. I don't know if this is going to be a secret guilty pleasure or if this will be the song you hate, but something in like the Papa Roach camp.
Ooh.
You ain't going to find a guy who hates Papa Roach in this camp, I'll tell you that.
All right.
I am a ardent supporter of... Early Papa. What song didn't they have?
Their song.
Their first one was the suicide one.
Oh yeah,
cut my life into pieces.
He didn't have an accent, but
it kind of does.
They also
this
had
is run my last win. Resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
<That's not> British.
Don't give a fuck.
His name
if
is his name
breathing.
Is Jacoby. He's like
Spanish.
Between Angels and Insects, they had
this is my last resort.
Between Angels and Insects,
isn't that Tom DeLonge's band?
Take my money. Take my obsession. I don't need that.
That was them too.
Did they sing that they also song, had
Runaway Train Never Go?
No, that was Soul Asylum in the 90s. What the fuck are you talking about? And then there was.
Did they have that song?
Not even the same genre.
Same genre, same decade.
Christmas time is here.
Were they the one that did that Nat King Cole cover?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Well, I'm giving you Scars specifically by Papa Roach.
Oh, that song annoys me. Scars remind us.
Oh, you don't like that
one. Past is real. I mean, it's just.
Oh, I guess I can listen to it. That's for free. Yeah,
I hate that song the way it's my away message. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I hate that song. You mean the one that goes, whoa,
just to fail. You know the
fail. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
And one that you hate.
Yeah.
One that you hate.
Can I give a suggestion?
Sure.
I feel like it's mostly musical theater that Feeney just has a hard no on, or like deep country. But I feel like maybe something from Rent, like a B-side from Rent, yeah, would really drive him nuts.
Well, I know none of those songs.
525,600 minutes.
That is not a B-side. That is the song.
That's the main song.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the only song I could sing off memory.
Huh.
Yeah.
Also, maybe any kind of like dollar rap or shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mumble rap would be.
Mumble
I was going to say, because you know what the thing about Broadway musicals are? I'm not a huge musical fan, but if I was listening to a musical over and over and over again, it's like it's designed to be catchy.
Yeah.
So it's like it's going to eventually get in my head. I'm going to warm up to it and I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
But like the mumble rap, like almost like
Blue
I don't know
face,
if that's
baby.
Drill rap, oh, just kind of. Like,
I know what's really annoying, and I was into it like initially, but like Takashi 6ix9ine,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
like
get the heavy, yeah, get the black,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, that sucks,
dude.
That sucks.
I liked it when it first came out. I was like, oh. I think he spoke to a certain time. We were just getting into the pandemic.
Get the glizzy out!
It was like when trolls were still kind of cute, you know, and everybody was still entertained by them. And it's like, oh, yeah, look at this guy trolling the Bloods.
Yeah.
And I think that's our show, everybody.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. Tell your friends.
Happy New Year.
Subscribe and Happy New Year.
We love you.
Thanks for all the support. The scenario.